eyes fall to the ground. Kate is staring out the window now, and I'm silently pleading for her to come and stand where I am standing. Mrs. McKnight, the man says, is your husband at home? You might want to have him with you. No, she says, not looking, just cutting away the bush. It is now so short she is bending over to reach it. No, she cries, falling to her knees, not my Wayne, not my boy. She drops the clippers and her hands cover her face, muffling her cries as she rocks. Both men exchange concerned looks. One officer steps toward her, then squats beside her. We're sorry, ma'am. We truly are. Kate is outside, hurrying toward her mom, and I know that I have willed her here, because I don't know what to do. And God, I want to know what to do. But all I can think of is to run home, close my bedroom door, and shut out the rest of the world.
When a member of the U.S. military, a soldier, sailor, pilot, or marine, is killed in the line of duty, it's tradition for military officers to personally deliver the news to the member's family. So when the two men in uniform drive up to the McKnight's house, Mrs. McKnight knows immediately why they've come. Her son Wayne has been killed. Let's continue reading where we left off. We're about to start chapter 16 on page 161.